and some kind of way he managed to get out from under him, and he got on top of him, and he went to working on him. Oh, he got mad. He got mad. He went in the woods. He dressed, and he went home, and so he was going to get his gun, and he was going to come back and kill him. I was going to say, go ahead, go get your gun. I'll be right here waiting for you. And they stayed a long time. They stayed about 6 months. They wouldn't talk to one another. God of that. But we don't know who tore his bedding super good with so many of us on top of him, and somebody's foot slipped in it and ripped it. Boy, he was mad. Ooh-wee. He was the only one that had a bathing suit. We all had nothing but an old pair of pants, that's all. Oh. Him and that fellow that dived so good there. Them ladies used to cross the bayou every now and then in a boat, you know, like that. That's the only way they could cross over to go visit somebody, something like that. First thing you know, them two boys decided they were going to go in the water naked. So they went in naked, and them two ladies met there on the edge of the bayou, and they stayed right there, and them boys had to stay in that bayou all evening. They had to come way over here on this end of the landing and stay over here and pull around over here and play with that bonnet and put themselves over there. And them ladies over there sitting on in the boat talking. They couldn't come out the water.
But when you were young, the bay was where you
knew. No, boy, we live in that bay. We used to stay in that bay. Them kids nowadays don't do that.
You often?
My nails would get blue, our lips would get blue. Mama would stand over there on the wharf home and holler at me. Get out of that water and say, y'all been in that water long enough. My brother, boy, used to hate that. We'd have hay to take in and them seed get all over me, you know. And boy, he hated that. My daddy said, we got to go take in hay. I already promised them boys I was going in swimming. That's good. Let's go take the hay in, and then you can go wash it off. My daddy would tell him.
Yeah. Type days you have around here. You don't want a day when the sun's out and it's sunshine and everything. You say it's a
cloudy day, a dull day, or something.
Yeah, or, you know, well, then on the day when the sun's out, you say we're having a
nice sunshine today or something.
Mr. Do you have any way you tell the weather one way or another? In other words, you can look up in the sky and look at the...
We got different signs.
How's that?
Well, I got... We were talking about that last night. In the bar. Me and two other fellas. You can watch a star at night.
Yeah.
And wherever that star falls, it's leaning. That's where the wind's going to blow the next day because it's already changed up there. That's the direction it's going to come from. Then you can see a cloud up in the sky. It'll be like these jets right now. It'll start off. You'll see where the point of it is. It'd be just like some jet. Leave that smoke in the back of them, but it'd be a cloud, and you can see where it starts off and it gets wider like that. You can tell, well, that's where the wind's gonna blow. They got another one, I can't remember what it is. They got the moon be shining, and you'll have a small ring around it, and then you'll have a big circle around it. One of them means wind, and the other one means rain. I can't remember which is which, though.